And we are at the brand new Whitetail Ridge Golf Dome in Oswego, Illinois. And we've got the director of golf, Alex Balog, with us. And Alex, welcome to Golfers on Golf. And congratulations. It looks like you got a brand new and very nice golf facility to keep all the golfers busy here in the winter months.
Yeah, thanks for coming out. That was our mission. We're already seeing the dream come together with, you know, snowfall outside, and we still got a bunch of golfers in here. So that was the goal, and it's coming to fruition here. So,
well, you've got an outdoor golf course at Whitetail Ridge, and this is, I guess, just kind of an expansion of it. Yeah. But tell us how the plan came together to decide to not just have golfers out in the summer months, but to pull them together here in the winter.
Yeah, we've opened Whitetail Ridge Golf Club in Yorkville in 2007. It's been very successful. We do, you know, we're heavy on golf, but also weddings, events, and keeps our team, you know, busy 7 months a year. And probably about 7 years ago, we dove into the simulator, you know, business and had two of them that were reasonably successful. We upgraded them, the two simulators we had last year, I believe, and had a very successful season. We saw some, you know, the growth of the game has, you know, been wonderful the last 4 years, and people were eager to keep playing all winter. So we wanted to piggyback on that and, you know, give more opportunity. We only had two spots for people to play in limited capacity, and this we can host, you know, 30 bays of up to six people at a time for expanded hours and, you know, bridge the gap from, you know, let's say mid-October to mid-April.
Tell us how you ended up over here, because some places they simply they throw up a dome on their driving range in the winter months, but you've taken it to yet another property away from the golf course.
We looked at a variety of properties around Illinois, well, you know, this area, western suburbs, and landed on a good plot of land on, you know, a very good roadway here, Orchard Road. We have Route 71, Route 34. Orchard connects up to Randall Road and 88, so a lot of converging traffic for, you know, the, I think we estimated there's 30 golf courses within 30 miles or 30 minute drive of here. So if we can capture any of those golfers that frequent those courses in the winter months, you know, the pool of golfers expanded quite a bit. So we've landed on this spot, and it's close to all of our employees. You know, we're within 8-9 minutes of our existing course, so not too far of a drive.
Pulling the dome together, I know there's a few different companies that build them, and you probably had to decide on, okay, how big do we want to go? How high do we want to go? How long do we want to go? Because some of the other domes around the Chicagoland area all are vary in lengths and height. How did you decide on your size? And I know you talked about being busy out here in the middle of the summer pouring concrete to get this building ready. Take us through deciding on the dome and just the construction process and everything you had to do leading up to getting the front door open for business.
The summer months were long and hot, and we were operating the golf course. Luckily, you know, we had, it's my father-in-law, he owns the golf club, Ron Walker. He's been in the trades his whole life, and he has a wonderful team of contractors that he's comfortable with. You know, they're phenomenal at what they do. They help, you know, he helped coordinate it, and he was here morning, noon, and night with the crews coordinating that as well. I think it was 5 months and 5 days from breaking ground to opening, and, you know, that took a lot of coordination. Me, my brother-in-laws, our chefs, everyone came over and helped out in various ways, you know, moving lumber and helping put brick on the walls in here and building the bars and countless things. So the whole team came together with a wonderful group of contractors to help us make it happen quickly. So
when did you get the doors open, and when did you get all the bays out there built so that people could come in and hit golf balls?
Yeah, once we got the dome inflated, I believe it was somewhere around October 18th, then the real work began getting inside. You know, the four walls of this exterior building and the foundation of the dome and the fabric, that was one thing. And then once that happened, then we could get in and build the mezzanine, the two-level structure, you know, outfit the check-in areas, put the turf in, put the netting up, countless different things, get TrackMan in here to, and, you know, put the technology in, all the TVs. So there was a lot of work from October 18th to we made the decision Thanksgiving night to open for a soft opening on Black Friday just for family and friends. So we sent out texts and calls to our, you know, our close loved ones, and thought we'd have a handful of people show up the following evening. And we had about 200 people show up. So packed the house. Everyone was eager just to work out the kinks and do a little, you know, hey, how's this going to work? Because then the real work began after all the labor to figure out how to operate this. We've never done it before. We had a good idea, but so it all came together that way.
A little bit about the TrackMan, different facilities, indoor facilities, outdoor facilities are starting to take turns, whether they go Top Tracer, whether they go TrackMan. Talk about bringing TrackMan into an indoor facility in a dome. I know people have seen it outdoors this summer at a few clubs, but now you're bringing it inside.
Yeah, we saw Top Tracer at the Top Golfs and other domes in the area and knew they were successful. I saw that, this is about 2 years ago, I saw the PGA Tour was making a move from Top Tracer to TrackMan on their tee boxes when you see the shot shape off their drives. And I figured if the PGA Tour is going to adopt them and, you know, dive into TrackMan, they, you know, it must be top notch. TrackMan's never done a dome, so that kind of tied into the size of our dome. They were, you know, pretty adamant about getting 100 yards of flight. Their outdoor applications, the reason it's so good is the ball can be tracked from the time it's hit till when it lands on the ground. In the dome now, they have to, you know, you're inevitably going to hit the top ceiling, the back wall, the net, and then TrackMan has to estimate the remainder of the shot based on its, you know, launch angle, ball speeds, curvature, and all that. So they were never, they've never done a dome on Earth yet until they stepped foot in here. And it was a, you know, a testy couple first weeks to get their technology right. But now it's dialed in. It's very accurate. Get the short chips now, a little 10 to 15 yarders when you're, you know, off the green. Full swing is wonderful. The feedback, the games you can play for the kids, the families, it's awesome. So we're very happy with it now, and look forward to using them for years to come. So,
well, give us the layout inside the dome. It looks like you got double-decker hitting bays, and then there's place for some food and beverage in there, and I believe I even saw a simulator over in the one corner.
Two simulators, actually the brand-new TrackMan IO. It's an overhead launch monitor unit. They were just delivered here yesterday, so we're going to get those set up this week as we roll into the new year. The dome layout, it actually started on a piece of cardboard in Florida. Me and my father-in-law were, you know, imagining this and drawing out the whether we're going to do a curvature, like a full curve, or, you know, kind of an angled structure, and we landed on 30 bays. We were able to design it with, you know, space in mind. We've been to other domes where it seems kind of crammed, and there's columns here and there. They were, you know, existing domes that started just driving ranges, and they added technology. So we were lucky to be able to design the technology into the dome and have, you know, all the wiring kind of hidden, and much more space up on our top level, because usually those get crammed if you're trying to add tables and chairs. And we were fortunate to put TVs up in every bay. Yeah, we have ball dispensers that spit out the ball. You wave your club, ball spits out. Touch screen in every bay with TrackMan. Their biggest screen, that's the 32-inch touch screen. So we were the first group to get those in our facility. Got TVs for entertainment. Yeah, tables and chairs to eat and dine with your family and friends. So
we're sitting up here in the front part of the dome in the place that it says it's called the Persimmon Room. Tell us about the bar and the grill. And it looks like if people want to stop by and have lunch or dinner before or after golf, they can do that.
Yeah, Persimmon Room actually started over at our golf club about, well, right after COVID in 2020 and 2021 winter. We redesigned our golf shop, the lower level. We added a big overhanging patio area and deck. You know, we're trying to decide what to name it. And I came, you know, me and the crew came up with Persimmon Golf Clubs. Well, the Persimmon, we were going to call it maybe the Persimmon Pub, but we landed on the Persimmon Room. We have persimmon wood handles for our beer taps, wide variety of bourbons, handheld items, appetizers. So we just kind of kept the name and moved across the town here. So,
well, Alex, in closing, give us some directions where you're at, website information, social media platforms where people can find a little more information, or perhaps even book their hitting bay in advance before they come over to the Whitetail Ridge Golf Dome.
Yeah, our location is right off of the corner of Route 34 and Orchard Road in Oswego, Illinois. It's about 10 minutes off of Route 88. So it's nice, easy commute from anyone in the area. You can find us at whitetailridgegc.com. The golf dome is whitetailridgegolfdome.com. Both have information on both the golf club and here. You can book online. You can select the bay you want to be in at the right time, top level, bottom level, level left or right. So it's kind of very convenient for the customer to choose their golf bay.
And people can find you on Facebook or Twitter or X, whatever you're calling it these days, those kind of places.
Yeah, we have a Facebook page for the golf club, the golf dome. We have an Instagram account as well. So you can find us on all those platforms with pictures, videos, info on upcoming events like the Super Bowl party we're going to host here in a couple weeks. So keep your eye out for that. Yeah, find us online.
Real good. Alex, thank you very much. Whitetail Ridge Golf Dome out here in Oswego.